Welcome, anime enthusiasts, to the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Join us as we dive into the vibrant world of anime, where every frame is a canvas and every character a story waiting to be told. In this podcast, we'll explore the vast landscapes of different anime genres, dissecting the elements that make them beloved by fans around the globe. Get ready for lively discussions, passionate debates, and insights that will deepen your appreciation for the art of Japanese animation. Whether you're a seasoned otaku or just dipping your toes into this captivating universe, the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast is your go-to destination for all things anime. So grab your favorite snack, settle into your comfiest spot, and join us as we embark on this anime-filled journey together. We're your hosts, Brayden and Nicholas, and this is the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Today, we're going to be ranking every Saiyan transformation in Dragon Ball. So, that's pretty much it. Don't forget to write a review, donate if you'd like, and let's get on with ranking. So, the first transformation that we have is the Grade 8 transformation, which is actually classified as a transformation, even though you just turn into a monkey. What do we think about it?
I really like it. It's basic.
Yeah, I like it.
Starting point.
And it's just class. It's a classic, and I think it's really good.
Yeah, you go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say I think it's really good.
Okay.
What do I think about it though? It's all right. I like it. I like it.
I would like to mention something though.
Oh yeah.
Grade 8 is necessary for a few other transformations.
Oh, it is indeed, isn't it?
For example, Super Saiyan 4, which requires Golden Ozaru.
And basically all of Broly's existence.
Yeah, so if you go Super Saiyan, Grade 8, you actually go Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
And then you can go Super Saiyan 4, which I don't know much about.
Okay, so what are we rating this form? What do you think?
I think it's great.
I think it's like an A+.
A+.
Okay.
Not that strong, but still impressive.
Okay, yeah. Alrighty, next up is... It starts with an S for a reason. It's Super Saiyan. It starts with an S for a reason.
Yeah, let's be honest. This is an immediate S tier.
Like, there's no explaining.
Yeah. It's thematically perfect. It is theoretically perfect. And every little bit of media that it's in is awesome.
I love this form so much. It is so cool. And I just freaking love it. Okay. And it looks pretty cool in my opinion. Next up is all of the Super Saiyan forms. That be including Super Saiyan Grade 2, 3, and 4, I believe. Okay, anyway. So, now that I think about it, we're gonna skip the grades because they're kind of stupid.
Sadly, I do have to go. I'm so sorry.
That's fine. Okay, anyway.
Good luck.
Thank you. Okay, anyway, so Nicholas had to go, so we're going to continue this on our own. So we are going to go, because obviously Super Saiyan Full Power is a thing, but it's kind of the same thing, so we're going to move on to Super Saiyan 2. Now, Super Saiyan 2, I don't think it holds enough nostalgia to be S tier. I know it's more powerful than Super Saiyan, but like... It's just not as good. What do you think?
Yeah. I think it's probably B+.
Plus. Yeah, actually, I'd have to agree with you there, because it just doesn't hold enough nostalgia to compare it to the others.
And the transformation of it wasn't really like, whoa, that's so cool. Like, it was more just like, oh, well, he just did that.
Yeah, because, I mean, nothing changed.
Yeah, it was just, like, lightning. That's it.
Now, Super Saiyan 3 changed in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. So, Super Saiyan 3, you grow long hair, and your eyebrows just get shaved off. It's awful. I don't know why people like this transformation. Just kidding. Nobody likes this stupid transformation. It's awful. Everything about it. It gets rid of the cool-looking lightning, and you don't have eyebrows.
I give it trash plus.
I like that. So, like, you know, it's trash tier, but the trash in it isn't as bad. The trash in the trash. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Ooh, I love this next one. What?
You like Ultimate Gohan?
That's not for me. The next one on my list is Super Saiyan Rage.
Oh, yeah, anyway. No spoilers, no spoiler. Okay, anyway. So, okay. Ultimate Gohan next. I'll just introduce them from now on because our list is different. Is that okay? Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Ultimate Gohan is kind of weird. So it's called Potential Unleashed. And because it's kind of a transformation. No, it is a transformation. But no one really cares about it. And it's never seen in combat. It's like, it's just Gohan's special transformation thing. But
yeah,
like, it's not that cool. I'll give it a B tier, I guess. There's nothing really special about it, and it wasn't shown in a lot of fights.
Yeah.
Next up,
B tier too.
All right. Next up, what do you think? All right. Next up, Super Saiyan God. What do you think about this transformation?
Personally, I loved it. I love how he had to work for it. I loved how he had to ask, what's the big green dragon for it? I forgot his name, but I love it. I think it's great form, and I love the fight scene with Beerus in him.
Paw tier. This is my favorite transformation in Dragon Ball, because I like the color red on his hair. It looks luxurious, and his eyes change color, and he gets more slim and toned, which, the character design is just so good. And it becomes like, this is really when Dragon Ball starts to decline, but this is its climax right here. Yeah. Because he becomes a lot more powerful. Mm-hmm. And when I say a lot, I mean a lot.
The next time we see a transformation more awesome than this is probably when he goes Ultra Instinct.
But we'll get to that in a little bit. Next up is Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan, aka Super Saiyan Blue. Now, Super Saiyan Blue, it's kind of just there because, oh yes, cool, we have this really awesome Super Saiyan God. Nope, let me just turn his hair blue. Like, Super Saiyan God never actually got used at all because this stupid transformation's now here.
I actually dislike this transformation only because people always say, oh my god, look, Super Saiyan Blue, I can't believe that's a real transformation. When, by technicality, it's not really a real transformation. It's just an evolved form of a different transformation.
Wait, that's actually a good, oh my gosh, that's a really good point.
And I just hate it because people are always like, that's so cool, I love when Goku goes Super Saiyan Blue. And it just gets me so annoyed because, like, Super Saiyan God is just way more cooler and better.
Because the thing about Super Saiyan Blue, it's just Super Saiyan using God Ki. Because now Goku always has God Ki activated. Meaning that he's just going Super Saiyan. It's just Super Saiyan.
Yeah, it's just Super Saiyan with different colors. Ooh, bougie.
Except Super Saiyan holds way more nostalgia. And at the time, it was just way better.
Yeah.
I don't like this transformation either. I mean, yeah, I guess the blue hair is fine. Yeah, I guess it's powerful, but it just outshines Super Saiyan God to the point where Super Saiyan God wasn't shown
at all. It was, like, only used twice in the show.
Exactly. It's just so stupid. Now, let's move on to Super Saiyan Rose. What do you think about Super Saiyan Rose?
I think this was a really cool form to see. But the character,
yeah,
it's just so moody. It's so moody, and like he kind of just ruined the transformation.
Yeah, he really did. I love the color pink, specifically for his hair. I don't actually love the color pink, but it kind of looks cool.
And I like the little darkish purple aura around him too.
Yeah, it's all just really good form. Except he's emo, so it kind of like it takes this cool color pink, and then of course turns it emo. Yep, great character design. Whoop, great. Woo.
Give him an Oscar for that one.
Yeah, really. However, I do like his black outfit with the pink. It looks fire, but the character's not doing it. But we're ranking this on the form, not the character. So yeah. I'm gonna rate this. Oh, we forgot to rate Super Saiyan Blue.
Trash.
Okay.
Actually, no. I say D minus.
Next up is Super Saiyan Rose. We need to rate that. I'm going to rate it, well, the transformation itself, I'm going to rate like a solid beam A minus. Which one are we doing?
I say A minus.
Okay. Alrighty. Next up, would you like to explain this one? It's the next one on your list.
Oh, Vegeta?
Nope.
Using Super
Saiyan. Nope.
Remember, we don't have the same list.
Oh, yeah. Super Saiyan Rage, you can explain this one.
Oh, so this one, we first see when Trunks use it, when he was fighting Super Saiyan Rosé, Goku Black, and I loved it. I loved the aesthetic, I loved the transformation, I loved how Trunks was like, kind of like...
So what would you like to rate this?
I don't think it's Podgier, but I think it's definitely S.
Okay, I agree. I love this. But honestly... The hair's kind of not doing it for me.
Really? I think that... Oh, yeah. Never mind.
The hair.
The hair's not doing it for
me. Yeah. But I love the blue and yellow aura is cool, but then his hair kind of just...
Whoop. And the way... And how, like, flipping cool, like, he looks with a sword.
Oh, no, yeah. That's really cool. Alrighty. Next up is hardly a it is a transformation. It's Super Saiyan Blue Evolved. I actually kind of like it a little bit better than Super Saiyan Blue. Just because it looks cooler. You agree?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with the dark blue and everything.
Yeah.
But it's, at the end of the day, it's still just Super Saiyan Blue. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So... It's not D minus. It's probably D plus, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up is Beast Gohan. Now, you might not know about Beast Gohan.
I love it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, oh, my God. The transformation was just everything. It was so good. I love it. I think it's Paw tier. Especially the design.
Yeah. I'll have to say so as well. Okay, now it's Legendary Super Saiyan. Next up. Now, Legendary Super Saiyan, it's good, but it's kind of confusing.
It really is.
Because, like, where did it come from? Like, apparently you can just awaken a new Super Saiyan and have it be, like, as strong as... Almost mastered Ultra Instinct.
Do you know why else it's really confusing?
Why?
Because people always get it mistaken with Super Saiyan God.
Yeah, I know.
Because when he was talking about it with the big green dragon, I keep forgetting his name.
Shenron, yeah.
Yeah, Shenron. He said, whoever becomes it is the legendary Super Saiyan.
Wait, exactly. Who's the legendary Super Saiyan? Is it Broly or Goku?
Exactly, and the movie for Broly is Broly the legendary Super Saiyan.
But then he gets stomped by a kid that was supposed to be a low-class Saiyan.
Exactly.
Like, it just doesn't... Like, okay, Super Saiyan God, you're godly now. You're the godliest Super Saiyan. Nope. Apparently, there's a legendary Super Saiyan somewhere that we have no clue.
Just throw that out of there.
However, the transformation itself, it's... What do you think? What do you think it is? So, I think that's like a C+, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Now, it's time for, I believe, this is the final transformation.
All right.
And if you have any more on your list, just mention it. Super Saiyan 4. The design is... I get the design, but it still doesn't look good. Why does he have to turn into a monkey? Like, obviously, I get, like, why he turns into a monkey, because it's Ozaru, but, like, still, it's ugly.
Yeah.
It's really ugly. Oh my gosh, that's terrifying. You do get really powerful with it, though. Incredibly powerful, but it's still not good.
It still just didn't really...
Oh, yeah, we forgot about Ultra. Okay, yeah. It's still not great. So, like, what do you think? I don't know.
Like, D+.
Alright, yeah, that sounds cool. Okay, next on my non-existent list is going to be Golden Ozaru. Now, Golden Ozaru is just Super Saiyan Ozaru. It looks cooler, though, because he's golden instead of poop brown.
Yeah.
So, maybe, but it's not great. So, what are we rating it? What do you think?
Like, F+.
Yeah. Wait, didn't we rate regular Ozaru S-tier? Or, no, we wrote regular Ozaru at our A+ tier. But
I don't remember ranking regular Ozaru.
Yeah, we did. We ranked at A+. But however, Golden Ozaru, it's because it doesn't have like nostalgia.
Yeah.
It's just Super Saiyan Ozaru. It is not special. So F+, yeah. Or actually, can we maybe C actually?
C+ or C-?
Okay. Next up is going to be the most ultra of instincts. And also, this is the original Ultra Instinct. This is not Mastered Ultra Instinct. This is Ultra Instinct Sign.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about it?
I think the transformation was great. With the whole, like, Beerus talk being like, here it comes, and then, pew!
Yeah, I know, that was really cool.
I think this form is really good. It's nice, and let's not forget how he almost went into it during when he was fighting Broly.
Yeah, he did. I like it. Okay. So, what do you think you should rate it?
S.
Alrighty, boys. Next up, Mastered Ultra Instinct. Its entrance was pretty fire, except the thing about it is, it's not really any different from regular, except it's more powerful. And also, I really hate the fact that they turned his hair white, because Ultra Instinct isn't technically supposed to be a form, it's just supposed to be you mastering your instincts, I guess. Or, like, it's obviously a technique, but, like, you're supposed to retain your, like, look. Your same look, but your white hair turns white when you master it, which is kind of stupid. But, it's alright. No, it's actually pretty good. What are you rating it? A-tier? What do you think?
Yeah.
A-tier. Okay. Yeah, that sounds great. Next up is UE Vegeta. I actually like this transformation. It's cool. I like the fact that if you get hurt, you get more powerful, but it doesn't really show that. And that purple hair is okay, but it doesn't really look that great. So what do you think?
I mean, it's a cool form. It tricked everyone when it came out, so yeah. I think B+.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. And I think this is the final form. True Ultra Instinct Goku. Finally, he gets rid of the white hair and he's back to regular black hair with a glow. This is a cool form, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing as Ultra Instinct, except with a worse entrance, so.
Yeah. And I kind of like the white hair.
You like the white hair?
Yeah.
Oh. Nice. Okay. So, what do you think we should go with on this true Ultra Instinct transformation?
I think it's true that we put it at B-.
Yeah. That sounds cool. And that's going to wrap up this podcast. Don't forget to write a review. Donate if you'd like. And we'll see you guys in the next one.
Happy do. How'd I do?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah. Oh, this is not right. Okay, I haven't... Oh.